Certain skill. Okay. Let's go. So what are we up to? So the Gemara says that Rav Chanan bar Rava answers the question. Says it's not a proof. It's not a proof against him. Why? Shani Hosom de Kobaki bar Rabim. Okay. That what? That the reason why Rav. Now what's the pshat? The reason why Rav holds that this is a case of a mavoi mafulash, right, is not that he doesn't hold it. It's not that. In other words, really Rav holds like Rav Chanan, he wants to say, and a pirza on the side of the wall would be sasam, right? Would be a pesach and would be sasam. An opening on the side of the wall would be a pesach and would be sasam. The only thing is that this case is different. This case is different because this has a flow of traffic through it. So Boki Bo Rabim is going to be Soser the steamer. In other words, what? In other words, Rav Chanan is not as strict structuralist as we originally thought. What? What's the difference?
Right,
it's the same thing. Right. So Rav Chanan says, yeah. Right. So what's the difference over here? So what's the svar of Rav Chanan now? Rav Chanan's svar is a little different now. Right. He says you have to look whether it's Boki Bo Rabim or not. Chitzido is not Boki Bo Rabim. But at least that's the case that they were talking about. They were talking about Chitzido that it's not Boki Bo Rabim. But if it's Boki Bo Rabim, then it changes the character of the of that opening.
Is he saying Batido is always not Boki Bo Rabim?
No, I think that was the case he was talking about. In other words, Rav Chanan really al pisvara is closer to Rav Huna than we thought, right? He's much closer to Rav Huna than we thought. Rav Huna might have moved also, but it's much closer to the way we were learning Rav Huna before. You define the thing by its actual use is the way he learns, right? In other words, if it's an opening that people are running through in and out of the mavoi from, right, and not a part, and it's not a use of the mavoi, then it's going to be a break in the mavoi, right? So it depends. It depends where it is. If it's at the sof, it'll make it a mafulash, and then the side, it'll be a par. So either way, you're going to need to have a ticket. You need to mend the breach with the Tzuras Pesach. But he doesn't hold. He doesn't hold. It strictly goes by the form, right? Now, is he really is agreeing that the openings can be defined by. The openings are defined by function, but by the actual use, right? They're defined by the actual use. You want to know what type of an opening it is, you have to see what type of use it has. Correct? So if it's Boki Bo Rabim, it's one thing. If it's not Boki Bo Rabim, then it'll be sawsome. Awesome.
Yeah.
No, it comes out a strange thing according to Rav Chanan. Comes out that he holds like this: says a mavoi is good as long as it has the elements of mavoi, which is mechitzos and psachim, right? Mechitzos and psachim. So if you have the structure of a pesach, so then I can say that here's mechitzos and here's psachim and everything is fine, right? Okay. The only thing is if this pesach is actually in and out of the mavoi in a place that it shouldn't be, correct? And it gets use, right? Then it turns out that it's functioning like a break in the mavoi. Now, as it comes out, according to Rav Chanan, a very abstract concept. It comes out to be a very abstract thing over here. He says, in order to be kosher, you need the entity of Pesach here. Right? But since this entity of Pesach doesn't serve the mavoi really as a Pesach. It doesn't serve the mavoi, right? It's only kosher as like a it's only going to be kosher if it's not being used. In other words, it's only the Shem Pesach of it, only for the structure. The Shem Pesach is going to be machshir. But if it starts being used, then in Tashmish it's Soser. In other words, in Shem a Pesach is not a stira here. But in Tashmish, the Tashmish will be a stira.
I mean, it's like Pirtza. It's not a Pirtza, Shem Pirtza per se. It's a Tashmish per se.
Right.
What
are they talking about? In other words, it seems that Rav Huna, Rav Chanan is saying you got to look at it. You got to look at the Mavoi in two ways, structurally and functionally. Okay. So if the Pirtz is bigger than 10 Amos, now what do you need? You need to have, in order to be kosher, you need to have the structure of Mavoi and no functional stira of Mavoi. Okay. So if the Pirtz is bigger than 10 Amos, you simply don't have a Pesach in terms of structure. But he holds, even if you have a Pesach in terms of structure, if the Tashmish is Sosa, the Tashmish of Mavoi, then that also gives it a Shem Pirtza. There's no way to... No, because you need any Shem Pirtza. You need to have... You need a Shem Pesach, and there has to be no Shem Pirtza. Right? Because Shem Pesach, in structure, has to have the structural integrity. The only thing that gives it the structural integrity is the Pesach, is the Shem Pesach, right? But if it's Boki Bor Rabim, then from the Tashmish you have a Shem Pirtza. Yeah.
But the wall is broken because of.
But one second, let's clarify something over here. This is only this is see. Maybe we can say Chaim. Maybe we can say that it is a question of defining the Kosel, of defining the Pesach. It's not your problem because there's no Tzuras of Pesach over here. The point is. See, the point is over here, there is no Tzuras HaPesach. It's just an opening in the wall. Right? So he's saying the opening in the wall will have the shame of a Pesach. And then you'll... What? Because it's less than 10 Amos. That's the Tzur of a Pesach. What? Well, a Tzuras HaPesach means a Lechi, Lechi, and Korah. Right, but it reflects Pesach. That's the general rule. And it's the general rule. It's not from here. This is from any din, all dinim of mechitzos, klayim, everything. An opening up to 10 is considered a Pesach. Because there always are openings in walls. So it's not a foreign entity if it's less than 10. Okay? It's still subsumed under the structure of Kosel. So it's Pesach. But he's saying that what... But if it's going to be Boki Bor Rabim, then they're going to be the koveya, a use that's connected the overall structure.
It's just a very simple
it's a bit of a paradoxical thing, yeah.
So I'm saying, because Heal, the other guy, everybody agrees structure and function. The only question is whether it has to be functioning for the Mavoi, or there's a soul that functions again.
Right? Everybody agrees, right. So what's the everybody? You want to pull Rav Huna in? Let's leave Rav Huna out.
Okay.
Okay. So Rav Chanan means that, of course. Rav Chanan holds that what? But
according to what you're saying, you can't say that you when you were saying function before, you said that you can't have up to 10 on the side because it's not functioning for the bubble. But now we're saying he holds a function. So the only holds a function is a psul.
Right.
Right.
Right. Because that's a shame pirza.
Right.
Are you switching what you said before? Because I wasn't understanding.
Before when?
Because you were saying that...
Today?
Yeah, today. Before you were saying that if it has a Shem Pesach, but once it's Baki Barabim, then it loses its Shem Pesach and becomes a Pirtza. Like, I don't understand why that would...
Right, it would seem you'd have to say that. It would seem you'd have to say that, because then why would a Tzuras HaPesach help?
You have to say what?
You have to say that it does undo the Shem Pesach.
Right.
It's kovei, this is a pirtza. Because otherwise, why would a real Tzuras HaPesach help? Right? I am changing. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, you have to say that a real Tzuras HaPesach definitely helps. So the only question is when you have the opening and it's unclear which way it's unclear if it's in line with the wall or if it's keneged, so then you're going to go by the function. Right? If it's Boki Bor Rabim, then it'll be koveya as a pirtza. If it's not Boki Bor Rabim, then it'll be considered a continuation of the wall.
So
In other words, he needs Pesach just as a continuation of the wall. That's what he needs Pesach for. He needs the structure of Pesach simply as a continuation of this wall, not as a real entry and exit. That's where it becomes paradoxical. Because he's saying you need a Pesach, but just in order to maintain the structure. But if they actually go in and out of it, then it becomes a Pirzo. What?
I mean, like, where do we get that? What if people go in and out, why does it become a Pirzo? Like, I don't know, like, where do we ever see that when it's Bucky Barabim becomes a Pirzo?
Other than this Gemara that says it?
No, I'm just saying, like, what? Yeah, like what's forcing us to say that it, like, why is it only by virtue of the fact that it's a Bucky Barabim? Just because people go in, and out, becomes a Pirzo. Isn't it, like, I mean, are there no other reasons? Because
Bucky Barabim, like you were saying before, it becomes the new head. Yeah.
Okay,
in other words, in order for this Pesach to work, it has to be like a continuation of the wall.
Right.
So okay, so it'll tolerate in and out, so simple trips back and forth. People want to jump across to get something, whatever it is. But that'll be the side of the wall. It'll still have the function of the side of the wall. Right? If it's Bucky Barabim, then it becomes like the new opening. So that's not considered a continuation of. That's not considered now a contiguous wall. This is like now the whole function has shifted. This becomes the new Rosh. So now these two walls are not considered contiguous anymore.
Yeah. It doesn't still have a Shem Pesach.
It doesn't have a Pesach in terms of making the one long wall of the Mavoi
Mm-hmm.
If they have the 3.5, apparently he holds that doesn't even have the structure enough to be considered the Rosh.
Okay.
No, so really, okay, good. I'm clearing it up with you. That what? So it has to be that what? That since it's an opening of four, right, in the side of the wall. So it was the difference between Pesach and Bucky Barabim is whether it's a use of the wall, right? Pesach means the wall is continuous, and then it's an access point to in and out of this wall. But Bucky Barab means now the whole flow of the Mavoi is shifted. The head of the Mavoi is this point. The wall beyond it is no longer related to the Mavoi.
Why are you bringing in the head of the Mavoi?
Because
why don't you just say the new phenomenon in the wall?
What is that new phenomenon? Yeah, but Bikias Rabim, why is what I'm trying to define is why is using the Pesach Sosa the Pesach? That's what's paradoxical. You can have the door until you use it. Once you start using it, it's not a door. How's that possible?
Why don't you drop your shin
kirtah yet? I'm refining it.
That's
right. That's right. The head of the mechitza of the Pesach of Bucky Barabim is not a side Pesach in a Mavoi. Right? So if you have now you're going to have in the side wall of the Mavoi a type of a Pesach that doesn't exist in the side. So that's Sosa the structure of the Mavoi. There's going to be Sosa the structure. What Sosa the structure of the Mavoi is an element out of place. So if you have a regular door on the side of the Mavoi, that's fine. Right? But if you have on the side of the Mavoi a door of Bikias HaRabim, that's not the Makom of Bikias HaRabim. So now it's going to be Sosa, the Tzura of the Mavoi. That's fine. No, so according to Rav Chanan, Nifrat, Pitzido, Velo Bucky Barabim, so then you just treat it like a regular Pesach. It doesn't matter that it doesn't need to go to a positively functioning place. It just can't have a contrary shame. Right, so as long as it's on its in the tzad and it's low Bucky Barabim, you can just treat it like an access point, a side utility of the Mavoi. It's true, usually the Pesachim going to Chatzeros, but okay, this is a side utility of the Mavoi. It's not a problem. But if it's Bucky Barabim, that's a qualitatively different entity now. That's a different type of an entryway. That's like the main entryway. The main entryway is not on the tzad. Now it's going to be Sosa. It's the main entryway and the tzad of the Kosovo. It's Sosa the Mavoi. Yeah.
I don't know why you're bringing in the contradictory shame. Like, why don't you just say that it isn't one of the types?
Well, that's contradictory shame.
Okay. Well, what's the contradictory shame? Kirtan?
I don't know. Pirtza is too general.
That's why
I don't want to say the word pirtza.
I understand why you're not just saying that you know there are different types.
Pirtza is like a conclusion. It's a pirtza. Why is it a pirtza? It's a pirtza because it's a Pesach of Bekiyas HaRabim. It's not in the right place. The Pitzad. Right? Okay. All right. Right. So it's a problem in terms of the structure of Mavik, because that's not the Mokom, Biminetzad, is not the Mokom for Pesach of Boki Barab. All right, so now what does the Gemara say? Now the Gemara makes the deduction. It says like this, V'rav Michlal, the Ravuna Sovar, Afagav, the Lo Boki Barab. Now how does the Gemara get this deduction? How does the Gemara deduce this? Because that means to say that what? That the original case that they were arguing on when Rav Chanan said it's kosher must have been what? Lo Baki Barab. Right? The Ritva spells that, right? Since now we're saying that the only time Rav Chanan really holds its kosher is when it's Lo Baki Barab. So when he said Movish Nifas Mitzido Be'esem Erosha Bedalid, he must have been talking about a case of Lo Baki Barabim. And on that very case, Rav Huna said, even four tfachim is no good. So you see, they must have been arguing about the same case. So if we know which case Rav Chanan was holding, then we know the case that Rav Huna was holding. So it turns out that Rav Huna would hold. That's the Gemara saying. Gemara saying, now you're going to say that according to Rav Huna, even what? Even four tfachim and Lo Baki Barabim is a pirtza. So what does Rav Huna hold? That's an extreme measure. But he's the same. At this point, he could be the same. Right? We don't really have to change him at this point. He'll say it's a Pesach. If what? It's only a Pesach. He holds it the other way. It's only a Pesach if it functions dafka in line with Mavoi. Right? Rav Chanan is saying it's a Pirtza. It's a Pesach as long as it's not Keneged Mavoi. But according to Rav Huna, it has to be in line with Mavoi itself. So, because this Pesach goes where? Doesn't go in a way that that is part of the function of Mavoi. Part of the function of Mavoi is for the Bnei Chatzeros. They're the Balabatim of the Mavoi. Yeah. Okay, so why is it a problem if Rav Huna holds Afal Gav the Lo Baki Barabim? Problem is our old friends Ravasi and Ravi and Ravami. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did you define?
Okay, so the problem is like this: that Ravami and Ravasi, from Daf Hey, said what? They said that a mavoi that has a hole in the side. Right, this mavoi, a regular mavoi, 10 amos at the top. Right, a mavoi that's 10 amos at the top, they said that if it has 4 tfachim over here, right, if it has 4 tfachim over here, then it can have a pirtza of 10 amos over here. Then it can have an opening of 10 amos over here, right? Correct? So now it comes out, the Gemara says that Rav Huna is going to be against Ravami and Ravasi. We never thought that was a problem before. Little do we know that Rav Huna has to be in line with Ravami and Ravasi. But the Gemara says, no, of course, Rav Huna has to agree with Ravami and Ravasi. So now it's impossible for him to agree. So what did we think before? How did we think he was agreeing before? Isn't he saying exactly the opposite? He's saying an opening of 4 tvachim is a psul. And they said an opening of 10 amos is good. So why did we think they weren't arguing before? Right? So that's what the Gemara says. I mean, that's what the Rishonim say, right? That what? What is the Rashba saying? I assume that they were talking about different cases. The Gemara was assuming up to this point that what? That Rav Ami and Rav Asi are talking about a case of Lo Baki Barab. Right? And Rav Huna and Rav Chanan were talking about a case of Dafka Baki Barab. So then there'd be no stira. Then there'd be no stira. What? But now that we're learning that what? That Rav Huna himself is talking about a case of Lo Baki Barabim, you can no longer say that they're talking about a case of Lo Baki Barabim. Because then if they're talking about a case of low Baki Barabim and Rav Huna is talking about a case of low Baki Barabim, then there's a stira. Right? In other words, Ravami and Ravasi allow a bigger opening than Rav Huna. And we're saying that they're in agreement. So how is that possible? They must be talking about different cases. Right? So that was the Gemara's original assumption. The original assumption was Ravami and Ravasi are talking about a case where what? Where nobody uses that opening. So when nobody uses the opening, then as long as it has the structure of a Pesach, it's fine, right? And Rav Huna was saying that what? That even when if people use it, then it's going to be social the structure. That would be like Rav Chanan's Shita that we're saying now, right? That would be like Rav Chanan's Shita that we're saying right now. We thought Rav Huna had that shita. We could have learned Rav Huna has that shita. Okay, but now they were saying that Rav Ami and Rav Asi are learning, even though nobody's using that door, just because it's 10 amas big, it's puzzle, it puzzles the mavoi. I mean, it's not puzzle even though it's 10 amas big, right? It's only going to be puzzle if it's bigger than 10 amas. So then how could Rav Huna say it's puzzle at 4 tefachim? So again, we have to say that they're talking about a different case. So now, what do we have to say they're talking about? Go ahead. The Ika Gidudi. We have to say that their case was Ika Gidudi. Hacha the Leika Gidudi. So what does that mean? That when Ravami and Ravasi, it was really Ravami and Ravasi hold like Rav Huna. That's what we're trying to accomplish over here. That Ravami and Ravasi hold like the same way like Rav Huna. Right? So how come over here, Rav Huna says, how come over here, I'm going to give you a side view of the wall. Okay? So how come Rav Ami and Rav Asi say it's kosher up to 10 amos when Rav Huna says it's pasul for tefachim? How? So what's Rav Ami and Rav Asi's case? Still can't be the same
wall.
Case. What?
Still some wall left.
There's still some wall left. Cases like this. There's a break. Like this. Right? Call that dental molding. So, there's dental molding on the bottom. There's a case of where there's gidudi on the bottom. So since there's gidudi on the bottom, now you can go up to 10 amos. Right? But Rav Huna's case was there's no gidudi on the bottom. Then, 4 tefachim is a problem. Okay? So what does gidudi on the bottom do for you? Let's take a look at Rashi. Yeah. It's interesting that when Rashi says in the first part, Lo Boki Bo Rabim, right, Mitnik, this is interesting to you. Because when Rashi says, Lo Boki Bo Rabim, what does he say? He does on the Rashi Mechlal.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what's the case of Lo Boki Bo Rabim? With his filth over there. Right? With his filth. So even potential Rashi wants to learn it even in terms of potential. Okay, one second. So in other words, according to Rashi, Lo Boki Bo Rabim and Boki Bo Rabim is in terms of potential, right? Still structurally. Okay, so now it says that what? So why did Rav Huna, why did Rav Ami and Rav Asi say it's good? Sheneshtayim min hakosel biyisod gimel o dalet tefachim gova al kol pnei apirta sheina nocha lavarba. There's a lip of three or four tefachim. I guess it doesn't want to say less than three, but you love it. But the lip of three or four tefachim that prevents the flow of traffic, makes it difficult to pass. Yep. That's the idea. So it's not clear from Rashi what this has to do with it. What does it have to do with anything? What is the fact that that it's not easy to traverse have to do with anything? Yes, so what's the svar? It's a difficult svar. Hocha do asarna ona bedaleka gidudi. Gidud loshon sofa. A lip. Yeah. So the Ritva gives, quotes Rashi, but he gives like a little bit of an extra explanation that's not in our Rashi. What does the Ritva say?
It appears that there was a wall once there.
And
people aren't going to use it.
But isn't it more than that too?
Hecker?
What? That they're going to fix it, no? Doesn't he say they're going to fix it? That was in the... Yeah, so what's the svara? It's a very difficult svara now. It's a very difficult svara, according to Rav Huna. So what does he need over there? What does he need? Why does he need a mechitza nefretzes, like the river says? Why does he need a mechitza nefretzes? Why does he need something physical that's stopping the flow?
Doesn't this fit in with what we said before? Because, like, when you have the gidude, it's not... over there, like, you can't say it's part of the structure.
In other words, is it a Pesach? Is the hole in the wall a Pesach or not? What's the status of that hole in the wall? If it's not a Pesach, what's 10? If it's not a Pesach, what's 10? So what is it? So you want to say it's a Pesach. Okay. So why is it only Pesach if it's Gidudi? If it's Yeshbo Gidudi? And if it was no Gidudi, it would be a Pirtza? In other words, you can follow Rashi's line of reasoning now, right? In other words, if you follow Rashi's line of reasoning, comes out that what? That the Havamina was, Rav Huna was, Lo Boki Bo Rabim. In other words, Rav Huna's svar is the same, right? You want to say that Rav Huna's svar is the same? That what? What's the svar again? That in order to be a Pesach, you have to change Rav Huna a little bit. No, you have to change Rav Huna a little bit. Yeah, you can't say that anymore, right? You can't say that anymore, right? So if you leave Rashi out of the equation for a minute, you look at the Ritva and the Rashba. You get the impression from them that what? That Rav Huna holds you really need a Shem Mechitza here. And Rav Huna is not changing. Rav Huna holds that what? That any functional opening is going to be a stira to the Mavoi. But the chiddush is that what? The chiddush is that it's not that you need mechitzos the whole way through, but you can't have any functional opening.
Any other positive quality.
So a broken down wall is good. It's not that he holds. There's no. It's not that he holds you need an uninterrupted substance of mechitzas of 10 tefachim all around, right? The psul is a functional opening. You understand? Now let's put it like this: the psul is going to be any functional opening. So as long as there's still gidudi. As long as there's still gidudi, so what do you have? You don't have the substance of mechitza. You couldn't build the mechitza with gidudi, right? It's only 4 tefachim high. But what don't you have also? You also don't have any functional opening. Now, it's not the lack of mechitza that's the problem. It's the presence of access. Any structural access that's not an access of mavoi is a pirtza according to him. But gidudi would remove the problem.
What's an access of
what? Chateros.
Yeah.
Because he still holds as a psul of any access that's not in line with the function of mavoi. In the mavoi, it's an opening that doesn't. It's a pirta because it's not an opening that's in line with the same. That's why I think it would be the same, right? The only thing is that that he holds as long as in terms of the structure itself, the access is limited, right? In terms of the structure itself, the access is limited, then it doesn't have the shame pirtza. Pirtza has to be an easy access. In order to have the shame pirtza comes from it being a functional access that's against the function of mavoi. But gidudi makes it not noach. So now it doesn't have that shame. It doesn't have the shame of pirtza. Pirtza doesn't mean a break in the wall. That's the point I'm trying to make. Pirtza doesn't mean a break in the wall. It means an illegitimate access point through the wall. So you can have a broken down wall, but if it's not refined, it won't have the shame pirtza. It'll have a shame of a mechitza nefretzes. But in mechitza nefretzes, it's not a problem.
Even if you have no pirtza, that would also be a problem for a right?
If you had what?
I mean, you know, it's a big space.
Nothing
but no shame.
What do you mean, no shame? Yeah. Is there
gidudi
or no gidudi?
There is gidudi, but it's not marav.
It's not what? So where is it? It's not in the middle of a. You mean it looks good? I mean, it looks like it's a. It looks like it's planed off, and it looks like it was built that way, and part of the shame of reason. Right. Well, I guess he holds that would be that would. It's a good question. Yeah. Seems to me from Rashi just goes by whether it's Noach, right? Seems to me like the Ritva and the Rashba are implying you need to have a shame mechitza here, but you need to have a shame. It has to be that the B'nai Mavoi regard this as a mechitza. Mechitza nefretzes. In other words, there has to be some other positive shames, either as the shame mechitza or shame of an access. And mechitza nefretzes is still the shame mechitza. So why does it have to be up to 10? Why can't it be more than 10? That's a separate din. That more than 10, there's no tzira from one side to the next. There's no tzira from mechitza from one side to the next. In terms of tziruf mechitza from one side to the next, you're still going to rely on the regular din of 10.
So forget Pesach, right?
Why?
There's nothing to do with Pesach in particular. Pesach.
That's a universal idea. No, the idea of a pirtz of 10 is not from Hechal. It's a universal thing.
There's nothing about the entry law, the entry of
Pesach. That's a, where is it from? It's a good question. The source of the...
That makes sense.
I think it's just Halacha Lomos Mishinai, personally. But
but
which Rama?
The
other ones, right? But huh? Oh, that it's not going to be a pirtza unless it has an ease of access. Now, in order, a pirtza is not the lack of a. The pirtza is not a hole that's the lack of a kosher pesach. That's not the. A pirtza has to be a positive thing in its own right. Has to be a mokom of hiloch. Has to be a positive thing. So if it's not noach, it doesn't qualify as pirtza. It's like lo boki barabim in structure. Points of Rashi.
Yeah.
Then structurally, you would be able to have the shame pesach. Point of Rav Huna would have the shame Pesach. Well, I think it would be the same thing. I think it would be the same thing like the Ritva and the Rashba. In terms of the Tzirf Mechitzos, you'll say there's a Tzirf up to 10. But what's the opening considered? It's just not a Pirtza.
Right.
I don't think it would be a Pesach. Right. Pesach. Right. No, so it comes out according to Rav Shita, there's three things then, right? In terms of being a shame Pesach positively, it has to function with Mavoi. Right? But in terms of being a pirza, it has to be an access point something that has a flow of traffic or the potential for a flow of traffic that's not part of the Mavoi. But a mechitza nifretzes is neither. A mechitza nifretzes is neither. Right? The only thing is, up to 10, he's still going to have the tzirif. He's still going to have the tzirif of up to 10 of the mechitzas on either side. But the only psul is, it's not that you need a positive Shem Pesach. It's not that any opening that's not a Pesach is a psul. That's the way apparently they were looking at it before. It's not that any opening that's not a Pesach. No, that's not the way they were looking at it. But that's the way it comes down in the end. It's not that any opening that's not a Pesach is a psul. It has to be a pirza. Yeah. Right. Right, that's a good point. In other words, it could be that that's what the Ritva and the Rashba are holding. That, in other words, what's the tzirif of mechitza to mechitza? So either it's a Pesach, or else it's the shame that the mechitza is, or the shame of mechitza and the fretzes. Can't be an emptiness in between. Has to either be Pesach or mechitza and the fretzes. I was saying that in terms of the Loch Lomosh Mashina of ten amos, this whole problem is a Mavoi problem. But in terms of Tzirif Mechitzos, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a Pesach HaMavoi. Even a Pesach that in the Mavoi you would call a Pirtza, in terms of Tzirif Mechitzos is enough.